Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm glad you have the opportunity to join me for the broadcast today. As I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we've been talking about the canopy of His glory that is referenced in Obadiah, verse 15 through 18. And I shared Isaiah from the fourth chapter, a couple verses, and Isaiah is saying that the Lord will create over the whole area of Mount Zion a cloud by day and a flaming fire by night, for over all the glory shall be a canopy. And it isn't coincidental that Isaiah prophesied that a future people would be led by a pillar of fire by night, as the Israelites were. Like the Israelites of old, they will also be protected by a canopy of His glory. His glory, beloved. This is, what is the glory? It's the manifest presence of God. Do you remember when Solomon had completed the building of the temple, and at the dedication, it says the priest could not stand to minister, for the glory of the Lord had filled the sanctuary. And so this manifest presence of God, this is a prophetic word for the last day church, for the body of Christ. It is a promise that He will go with us everywhere we go. Beloved, we know that when we're born again, we're saved, the Spirit of God comes to dwell within our spirit. God is with us. The Spirit of God is with us. He's upon us. But there is going to be a greater manifestation when the people of God come together, and there is going to be a manifest presence in a much, much greater way. I've always said over the decades that I think one of the reasons God has chosen to manifest His presence when the people of God come together in a church service, for example, where the Spirit of God is free to move, where the anointing of God is presence, there is present. There's a greater sense of the presence of God. And I think He does that purposely to encourage us to continue to join together. Yes, you certainly can walk in the anointing all on your own and in the ministries that God has called you to. But there is, when there is a coming together, a unity, two or three or greater, there is a presence of God that will come. And that comes when there is unity, a lack of strife and division, and a heart of the people united for the same purposes. And what is that? God's will and God's purpose, that His kingdom should be should come on earth, and His will done on earth, even as it is done in heaven. And so He's going to raise up a remnant of His people who will carry His presence throughout the earth. Do you want to be one of them, beloved? Hebrews, the first chapter, verses 1 through 3 states, God, after He spoke long ago to the fathers, in the prophets, in the many portions and in many ways, in these last days, He's spoken to us in His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the world. I'll pause for a moment. We know in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, the Word was God, and everything was made by Him, by Jesus, by the spoken words of His mouth. And verse 3, continuing, He is the radiance of His glory, and the exact representation of His nature, and upholds all things by the word of His power. When He had made purification of sins, what does that refer to? His suffering and death on Calvary. He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. Let me share another scripture verse. Malachi 3:1 says, "The Lord, whom you seek, will suddenly come to his temple." Beloved, I'm telling you prophetically, the Lord is about to come to his temple, to his people who are hungering and thirsting after righteousness, who are hungering for his presence, who are hungering for him, not just the miracles, not just the deliverance, the healings. God is wanting us to desire him for who he is. And if we will do that, all these manifestations of his presence are going to be there, the deliverance, the healings, the restorations. Beloved, the Lord is about to come to his temple. He will come suddenly to us. That's why, you know, it says like the wise virgin, virgins had to be ready. They had to be waiting because the Lord will come suddenly and, you know, he'll catch them up. I mean, the door will be closed to those who were not, they were virgins, they had lamps, but they didn't have the oil of the Holy Spirit. And then they will be standing on the outside where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. God will walk among us in a very powerful and real way, in a way we've not experienced before. We've done much of our ministry, much of our belief, much of our faith walk by faith, have we not? So when these things happen, we're going to be able to understand and know clearly that God is among us. You know, in the Old Testament, there was always, in the presence of God, there were visible manifestations. Remember when Moses was called? He was just minding his own business, you know, shepherding sheep in the wilderness, and a bush started to burn, but it wasn't consumed. God has always used the miraculous, though he needn't, but he has done that to clearly show to people of flesh and blood and of five senses of the power of his presence. He's always delighted in revealing himself in a physical, tangible way to his people. So what is the definition given by the dictionary for manifest? Let's check that out. It means readily perceived by the senses, easily understood or recognized by the mind, obvious. Beloved, this is how God wants to make himself known to us in these last days. Let me read a few verses found in Exodus, the 13th chapter, verses 21 to 22. "And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people." There was something real and tangible. They couldn't miss it. Another powerful example of God's manifest presence is found in Exodus, the 24th chapter, and that is verses 12 through 18. "And the Lord said unto Moses, Come up to me unto the mountain, I be there, and I will give thee tables of stone, and a law and the commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them. And Moses rose up, and his minister Joshua, and Moses went into the mount of God. He said unto the elders, Tarry ye here for us, until we come again unto you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with thee. If any man have any matters to do, let him come unto them. And Moses went up into the mount. A cloud of glory covered the mount. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel." You see, all of them could see in a manifest way the glory of God. "And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights." Praise God. God manifested himself audibly, God said, and visibly, like a consuming fire. He was clearly visible to all of the nation of Israel. All the nations of the world looked at Israel and trembled because the God they served was visibly present in their midst. In the wilderness journey, God manifested his presence. In Numbers, the 9th chapter, verses 15 through 17, let me share that with you. And on the day, this is when the tabernacle was being raised up, the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. And at even, there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. See, again, tangible evidences of God's presence. So it was always, the cloud covered by day and the appearance of fire by night. You see, it was that which led them in the wilderness. And then when God gave Moses the instructions for the tabernacle in the wilderness, it was the same thing. In the day, it was the cloud of glory, and at night, it was the fire. And verse 17, and when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the children of Israel journeyed, and in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. Praise God. It was God's manifest presence in the burning bush which spoke to Moses, remember, and called him to be Israel's deliverer. That was Exodus 3:5. God's presence was so visible in Solomon's temple that the priest could not even stand to minister. One of my favorite scriptures, I've always loved this. And it came to pass, verse 11, when the priests were come out of the holy place, and all the priests that were present were sanctified, and did not then wait by course. And it says in verse 3, it came to pass, even as the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice with trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, He is good, for His mercy endureth forever, that the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord has filled the house of God. I've heard that happening even in our time, back in the 50s. I've heard of things happening where people were just slain under the presence of the power of God. There's been transient experiences, but beloved, God is going to manifest His glory in more powerful ways than we've ever seen as the end times draw to a conclusion. Well, my time is gone. I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to write. The announcer will have our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.